underneath the door. The driver's side door. I may have had a speck fly in my eye and a tear shut down.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm going to beat the game. No memory cards attached. Yeah, man.
Ow. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Brightest Shadows production. This is the JCB Scrubs podcast. I'm your co-host, Brianna, followed by the host, Jesse.
What's going on, guys? We are mixing it up today. I hope you like it.
This is the podcast where we talk about gaming, work, stories, truck, off-roading, and other random stuff. Our podcast is on many different services. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Radio Public, and other services that feed off our RSS feed. If you like our podcast, please listen to us on Radio Public, where we are a part of the Paid Listeners Program, and we will get financial support if you listen to us on that service. If you want to communicate with us, head over to our Discord channel. The link is in all of the descriptions. You can also check us out on Twitter for updates, and you can also get a hold of us there, too. If you have any questions for us, we have a channel on Discord called Scrub Talk. Ask us anything, and we will say your name and answer your question on the podcast.
And with the intro out of the way, I'm your host, Jesse, and we're going to get started on our week. And like I said last podcast, we're going to have two podcasts that are really close together. It is now Saturday, April 19th. Is it April?
No, it's May.
May 19th? Oh, yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It is May 19th. Our last podcast was on Tuesday, previous to this episode. So today is Saturday. Cole is not with us today. He was really busy today working on his house. So it's just me and Bree today. And we have a lot of topics. We're going to be talking about our week. We're going to talk about the games we played like usual. We're back on South Africa. We got more topics because we were in South Africa for 4 weeks. We're going to be talking about that some more. And a gaming topic we're going to talk about is Black Ops 4, the new zombie maps that they've announced, and some other stuff. Because zombies is my favorite game mode of all time. So we're going to be talking about that. So I hope you guys enjoy. So to start us off, Bree, how was your week?
You know, it wasn't that bad. I worked 40 hours, so Monday and Tuesday, I worked 8 hours both those days. Wednesday and Thursday, 10 hours, because I wanted to get done early on Friday to come up and see you. So I only worked 4 hours on Friday.
Are you technically working part-time?
No, well, it's full-time, I guess. So,
okay. So you,
yeah.
What's the cutoff for part-time? 40 hours, right?
I don't know what the lab I'm working in. Okay. But 40 hours. I can't go past 40 hours.
So that's part-time then.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. If you can't go past 40 hours, then you're working part-time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's due to, like, I don't know, insurance issues.
It is exactly insurance.
Okay, so yeah. Then 40. I'm trying to hit that because I really need the money.
Yeah.
So I'm working my butt off way more during school at Michigan State than I have ever before. So since I'm not in school, it's easy to work those long hours. I just keep myself busy and occupied. So it's not that bad. Time doesn't go by as slow as I thought it would. So it's been a good week. I came up yesterday on Friday. And I mean, before I came up, I took care of some things. I talked to the leasing office of the new apartment I'm moving into. I heard I'm getting a really good deal for when I move in. So I'll be paying rent a lot cheaper than what I'm paying now. So I'm excited. And I did a little bit of shopping. And Jesse told me about a family fish fry they were having. So I just hurried up, rushed on over, but when I got here to Jesse's, he wasn't here. He was still working. So what I did in the meantime was played with our puppies.
Yeah,
so
she literally came up here to play the puppies. I wasn't even involved. She came up here just for the puppies.
Yeah, so I've been coming up every weekend, but little does Jesse know was it's mostly because we have our puppy now, so I'll probably be up mostly every weekend, because who can't come up to see their little angel?
Yeah, our precious angel is sleeping right now.
Yeah,
she just discovered the basement.
Right, where we're at right now. So we introduced her to our favorite place in the house.
The man cave.
Yeah, the man cave, even though I'm down here, so I guess I'm a man now. But I feel like one, to be honest.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You're dating a man. Anyway. She's sleeping right now, so she explored, and we riled her up a little bit, so tired her out. And now she's just relaxing.
She discovered cat litter, too, so she loves that, those smells.
Oh, yeah, she will
not. We had to block off the doorway for her, so she couldn't, I don't know if she was going to eat it or just wanted to smell it, but
right.
For safety reasons, I blocked it off, just in case.
Yeah, we weren't sure if she was going to smell it and be like, oh, this is where you go to the bathroom, so let's go right now. Yeah,
she's a mini Australian Shepherd, and it's in their blood to love farming, and they love the smell of poop. I don't know why. But I come home wearing my boots from the farm. They can't get enough of it. They smell it, lick it, chew my shoes up like no other. Yeah.
It's
in their blood, but I think, I don't know, they just smelled the cat litter, and she can't stay away from there.
So is Clara the first one to explore the basement?
Yep, none of them have been down yet. There's been no reason for them to come down yet.
Right, but except because we're down here.
But we're down here now, so we're going to play with her and watch her.
Right.
So why not? She has to discover it sometime.
Yeah, she actually was having a lot of fun. She was going in Jesse's room. She was jumping up on the couch, on the bed. She was going in the bathroom.
And the cat litter area, which is in the laundry room.
Obviously the cat litter area. So we blocked it off, so she wants to go over there, but she can't now. And yeah, right now she's passed out, but she was having a great time being a cute little puppy like she always is. And yeah.
Yep.
But she's been gone all day. She went to Cole and Valerie's while they're
with my parents.
Yeah.
Cole and Valerie are renovating their new house. They decided to go paint their walls today to their liking. So they asked Mom and Dad to go help them, and I was so tired today. I literally slept just about the whole day, so I didn't really. I wanted to go help them, but I was too tired too. So I stayed here, watched movies, played some Fortnite with Brianna, and now we're doing the podcast. The puppy's back. She's sleeping next to us, and
we might have to check on her just in case. Yeah. So I'll probably get up every
Bree's
now and then.
On puppy duty, so I'll ramble on about some stuff.
Yeah, do I mention that now?
Yeah, you can mention it.
Okay, since I haven't been here in a week, and I've only actually seen the puppies for a few hours, I volunteered to be on puppy duty last night, which I was actually really excited to be a part of. It wasn't that bad. I actually ended up getting more sleep than I thought I would. Jesse said they would wake up around like 4?
Yeah, they usually wake up around 4 o'clock.
Okay, but they actually all were up, riled up around 2:30, which I was okay with because we wake up at 6, so that's like, another 3.5-4 hours of sleep. So I was like, okay, I can still sleep. It's fine. So they're all riled up, and initially I was sleeping on the couch with Piper and was it Sadie or Clara? It might have been all
Clara
three of them.
Usually sleeps on the couch. Sadie doesn't have.
Okay. Sadie was on there for a little bit, and then she jumped off. So I was sleeping on the couch with them in a blanket, and I was getting pretty hot, and I didn't want to move them because they looked so peaceful. So I couldn't get comfortable because they were sleeping in like every spot where I couldn't like stretch out and be relaxed. So I actually moved to the floor because, animals, they're more important. So I said,
that lady over here.
Yeah, I don't want to move them. They're so peaceful. And Jesse's like, you can move them. It's fine. I'm like, no. So I slept on the floor, and honestly, I slept great. I can sleep on any surface, to be honest. So I slept there, and then once I knew it was 2:30, and I literally had three puppies just jumping on my face and licking me, and I was like, okay. So I got up, and I was about to take them out to go to the bathroom, and I walked over to the door where we normally take them out, and apparently they all already went because there were little poop piles everywhere. And I was like, how do three little baby dogs go poop seven? There were literally seven little piles. And I knew it was like different dogs because when I cleaned it up, they were different consistencies. Sorry. But some were hard and some were soft. And I'm thinking the soft one was Clara's because she's been having problems with the new food. And
yeah, she's getting better. But
yeah.
Yeah, her poop is soft. She's still getting used to it, but she's doing a lot better.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, when did you guys do this? I mean, so
they do it when you're not paying attention or when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
They just know.
I think they did it, and then they got all riled up and woke me up, and I was like...
That's usually what happens. They do their business, and then they're up, and they're like, let's play, and...
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, you guys are up. I'm going to take you out, and they do absolutely nothing for you, and they bring them back in, and they go poop again, and it's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah. So we might have to get on trying... I mean, no one wants to wake up every hour, but like your aunt said, she tried every hour... I don't know if she did that throughout the night or just during the day.
Because I can't do that.
Well, when I come up on the weekends, since I don't take care of them a lot, since I live down at school, I probably will volunteer to wake up. Because I woke up a couple times, but every time I woke up, they were sleeping, or it was the one time they woke me up. So, but I wouldn't mind... You know, two nights waking up every hour on the hour because I'm not on puppy duty. I know. If I was living here, I'd probably be like, okay, someone else do it. But since I'm not, I should volunteer to do it.
Because I've never been so tired in my life.
What?
This week.
Really?
Yeah. For one, we had Project Red and all that. Top of that, I was on puppy duty. So the entire week, I was... just busy.
And you had to wake up for Project Red. You had to wake up at 5 or 5:30.
I had to wake up at 5 o'clock to feed because I had to get the cows fed before the kids got to the farm. And if you don't know what Project Red is, I explained it in my last podcast.
It's Rural Education Days.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. It's a thing we do in Michigan. I guess I'll just explain it again. But In our county, we participate in Rural Education Days. Our farm, we host it. And people from MSU Extension, which is... if you don't know what MSU is, it's Michigan State University. And they have extensions in just about every county. And in our county, the people from MSU, they help us out. And we use our farm to host it. And what we do is we teach fourth graders in our county about... agriculture, you know, dairy farming, and you know, everything in that aspect, manure, feed, and you know, teachers come out to this and everything too, and it's amazing how many people don't know where their food comes from, even growing up. So they ask, just for me, I think they're stupid questions, but people don't know where their food comes from. Eric was telling me people were that it was a teacher asked him. They told him that they didn't know that they thought only black and white cows produced milk. They didn't know brown ones or whatever produced milk too, because we had brown Swiss in our farm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know what brown Swiss are, they're basically they're just brown cows. They're brown dairy cows.
Right.
The black and white cows are called Holsteins. That's what their breed is.
All mammals produce milk.
I was talking to Eric. And he's like, didn't you tell her that all female mammals produce milk?
Yeah, that's what it meant.
And this teacher asked them, or told Eric, was like, I didn't know that other cows produced milk. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's like,
right.
Cows are mammals. Humans are mammals.
Right.
Females produce milk for their babies. Dogs produce milk. Kitties produce milk.
Kitties.
Goats, lambs, all mammals.
Yeah.
Whales, dolphins produce milk. They're mammals.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Believe it or not, people.
People produce milk. That's why they have titties.
You produce. Right.
But yeah.
Anyway.
It's still. And I was. I just farted again.
Oh my gosh. People.
But like I learned in school, this is a real statistic. 98% of the population don't know where food comes from. Exactly. They don't know the process of it. 2% of people in the population of the world are farmers. That's a huge difference right there. So this is the thing we do to help train people and, you know, inform people of, you know, this is what farming really is and stuff like that. Even though it's a real hassle and it's tiresome, and but it's a good cause, and people really need to do your research and if really know where your food comes from, because it really makes a difference over your life.
So did you guys finally teach them where it comes from?
They learn a lot. Hope so. This is the trouble about fourth graders, that they don't really. They think it's really interesting, but they don't take it to heart. They don't, you know, they don't really think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, fourth graders aren't going to do that.
like grown-ups. But we're actually, like, yeah, you know, teaching the grown-ups. They learn mm-hmm. a lot, too, during this. They probably learn more right. than fourth graders do.
Yeah.
But it's a good cause, and we did it this week. And I was on puppy duty a couple times this week. So today we actually got some rain, so we weren't able to plant or haul manure or work up the ground because it was too wet. So today we had actually a slight day off. I had a feed mm-hmm. this morning, but I got done at 11 o'clock and I slept just about the whole day. Watched some movies. I just rested and played a little bit of Fortnite. We'll get into that later. But anything else you want to talk about your week, Bree? I guess I can kind of talk about mine. We kind of went off on a tangent there.
No, actually, that covered it. You started off right when I was finished. So
yeah. Well, I'll talk about my week then. Like I said, we did our last podcast on Tuesday before this podcast, which I already said the date about that. So, like I said, last podcast, this is going to be, these last two episodes are going to be really close together. So, what I did between these two episodes, you know, I worked like usual, fed, worked on equipment, I worked up the ground a little bit, hauled a little bit of manure, hauled some fertilizer. Getting the haybine ready because we're going to be cutting hay here in a couple of weeks. Did some puppy duty. We got our pen for our dog, our puppies, up, and we had to put some extra fencing around the, like I said last podcast, we had diamond shaped like baseball fence to hold our puppies in. Well, they were getting their head stuck in there. So we put, we call it chicken wire. We put that around. It's about 4 feet high off the ground. For some reason, our puppy, Clara, does not like being in the pen. She just whimpers and whimpers all day. And I thought 4 feet was going to be high enough. Like I said last podcast, a foot wasn't high enough. Well, Clara decided that she knew how to get out because we locked this pen. But there's a little bit of a gap between the door and the wall of this pen. So Clara, she knows that there's a big enough gap for her to get out. So she'll climb up this fence and squeeze her body through the gap because it's wider up top. So she climbs a good 5 feet up this fence. And this is a puppy. I mean, like, she weighs probably 3 pounds. She climbs up there, squeezes through this little gap, and jumps out down. So what I have to do is I take the lock and lock the top of the pen really tight so she can't squeeze out of it. But she still climbs up this. So she climbs up the chicken wire and then climbs up to the diamond shape, squeezes her head through the diamond shape, trying to get out. So it's not good because she's gonna hang herself if we're not careful. So I gotta think of something to keep her from climbing the stupid fence. I didn't think I had to deal with this, but I swear these puppies are smarter than anything. I did not think that they're gonna do this. What? How old? Yeah. They're about 8 weeks old now. Okay. Bree just asked me how old they were. She didn't realize she had to talk in the mic, but
well, I didn't want to question you about it if you didn't know.
They're about 8 weeks old, and like I said, they're mini Australian shepherds. So
yeah. They are, yeah, they're really smart.
They're smart. They are smart.
Smart and cute.
They sure are cute.
Wag their little booties at you with their little nub tails.
But yeah, that was pretty much our week. I didn't do too much since the last episode. But we can move on to, this might be a little short of an episode, I'm not really sure yet.
That's okay.
But let's talk about the games we played, and that's not much, I tell you, because like I said, it's been a busy week. But what games have you played this week, Bree?
Fortnite.
Yeah, usual. We are Fortnite people. I hope you're not, you know, too, I don't even know
bored
what
I'm about.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, bored.
We're
not
always
bored
talking
about
Fortnite, so sorry. But
oh yeah, I was gonna talk about the new Fortnite update.
All right,
but
go ahead.
I'll add that in my script. But you can talk about what games you played, Bree.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about today when we played.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so basically, just played today, I think, Fortnite, since, you know, my brother took over his PlayStation. So he's playing God of War, and it's awesome, so I don't blame him. So I came up to Jesse's, and that's okay because I'm playing off of his PS4, and he's playing on the computer, so we're still able to do that. And we end up being, like, although the internet sucked today, and we were lagging, like, the entire time, somehow we were still able to come in second place, fifth place, and seventh place. Like, we were in the top 10 majority of the time. And I even got a headshot on a guy. Ka-ching.
Yeah.
And really I killed good. A person, like, every match. And so did Jesse. What else? We landed in, where did we land?
Lonely Lodge a lot.
Lonely Lodge a lot because Jesse had to take care of his challenges.
For week three challenges, so I had to open up chests there. And right. I love Lonely Lodge.
Right.
We called that Plan A before they actually named it.
Yeah. So that was always our first choice. Way back when. We landed at Haunted Hills a few times, Tilted Towers. So, and we actually lived in Tilted Towers, so it was okay.
Yeah, we landed there because I had to kill people there,
right,
too.
Right, yeah. So that was on the mission list. But it wasn't bad for not being able to move or aim or do anything, like, precisely. So we did pretty well, so I'm wondering, like, what we would have done if everything was working out pretty well. But, yeah, we were so close to coming in first, but you know how that goes. You're always so close, and then, like, something happens, and you're like, no! But it was still fun. I think we did awesome, but, you know, so that was our Fortnite today. We only played for, like, what, an hour or two?
We played about 3 hours. Tried to.
All right. We took a lot of breaks because Jesse had to check the internet. Oh,
my. I'll get into that. My internet troubles was awful today. Awful.
Yes. Yes, it was. He was freaking out. I was like, it's okay. Calm down.
Yeah. I didn't take my medication for my depression today, and I was having troubles.
Yeah. But I say you were doing all right. with enough puppy love, it looked like you were handling it. So, but that's all I really have to say about Fortnite. I don't know what else there is on that, unless you have anything to add on today's explorations.
Well, I guess I can get into it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we played Fortnite, and that's the only thing I played this week. Like I said, I've been really busy with, Project Red and Puppy Duty and stuff. So we played, me and Bree played today. We did the update because they had a new update we'll talk about later. But for some reason, I was having internet troubles, and I play on my phone. I use my phone as a hotspot because I live in the middle of nowhere, so I don't have any, you know, DSL or anything around here, so I have to use my phone as internet. And I get about 2 bars of 4G, and I don't know why, but I was just having troubles. I was lagging so bad, but I couldn't do anything about it. I tried restart my phone, blah, blah, blah. My phone was getting really hot. I restarted my phone. Never helped. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know if it was Fortnite servers, but just lagging. But I wanted to play, so we decided to still push through the lagginess. So me and Bree played together, and like she said, we took fifth and second one time, and we were in the top 10 quite a bit. Probably because we were so laggy, people were having a hard time trying to attack us. But I'm trying to get my challenges done, so we did. You know, we'd land lonely and tilted, and we'd do the other stuff to get my challenges done because I had the battle pass, and it was just a good time. We're gonna play later tonight, So I guess that's pretty much all I could say about that. I just had terrible internet troubles, and I think my phone's starting to go bad, which is part of the reason why we had internet troubles. I think it got so hot, I have a Samsung Galaxy S7. Oh, and earlier this week, my audio jack and my phone went out, so whenever I plugged something in, it quit working. I looked it up. Don't say it.
I keep telling Jesse, should have got an iPhone, but I'm just kidding, because I know he hates it.
Yeah, I told her to get an Android phone, because it's
eventually,
way better.
Maybe.
Yeah. Your next phone's going to be an Android. You're going to love it.
Okay.
It's going to happen. So anyways, my audio jack went bad, and for Galaxy S7 phones, it's a known problem that they go out after about a year or so. So I got to buy a new audio jack. It's like $3 on eBay, but I got to learn how to install it. So I looked that up. So yeah, my phone overheated and I had to restart it. I thought my phone was going to explode today because it was not working. And Brianna's giving me a massage right now. It feels so good.
I know, I'm the best.
Yeah. But yeah, so those are the games we played today. I mean, we're moving right along today. So, or I guess we'll move on to one of our first topics today. We're going to talk about South Africa again, because me and Brianna had an amazing time in South Africa. Yeah. Good job. We can talk about that. So me and Brianna, not only, if you didn't listen to our last podcast, we did a lot. We explored just about the southern half of South Africa. We went to Cape Town and Johannesburg and other places, Kruger Park and all kinds of stuff.
And Pretoria, Tsakama.
Yeah, you know.
Swaziland.
Yep, Swaziland, which is a country inside of.
Yeah, I did not know there was a country inside of South Africa, but there is. And we went there.
Wow, that's bad.
Oh my.
Oh.
All right. Boys, gross me out. Because Jesse just farted again. And wow. I feel like I'm going to die. And I can't believe there's a cat on his lap right now. And she takes it. I don't know why, but apparently she doesn't care. All right.
Yeah, you're
anyway.
A cutie, aren't you? Yeah.
Should we talk about the exciting adventures?
Yeah, we'll
had?
Talk what we. Well, I'll just. So in South Africa, not only did we have to, we were able to do a lot of awesome stuff, but we were also able to go bungee jumping, which was the biggest bungee jump from a bridge in the world inside of a canyon. We went zip lining about a couple hundred feet in the air on these huge trees. Mm-hmm. We went cave exploring, mm-hmm. which is like legitimate caves like you see in movies and in cartoons. And we went shark diving, which is one of the most popular legit spots to go shark diving. Like in Shark Week on TV, that's mm-hmm. the spot we went shark diving at.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to start us off, Bree, about bungee jumping, can you explain what it is?
Okay, yeah. So we all, well, most of us, well, we talked about it during our meetings that there was this bungee jumping activity we could do. And a lot of us were like, no way, we're not going to do that. We'll probably move on from that. Because we found out that the bridge we were going to be jumping off of was called Blücherhorn's Bridge Bungee. And it's one of the world's highest bungee jumping bridge. And it is at 216 meters, which is approximately 709 feet. Above the Blücherhorn's River right below. And so we were all like, whoa, okay, probably not, might skip over it. But as the day went on, like initially,
God, you're getting hair everywhere, cat.
Initially, jeez. We went zip lining, so we were kind of preparing for the heights. So we did that first, and we were all just like getting used to that, and it was a lot of fun. And then later on in the day was the bungee jumping. So out of all of us that said, probably not, we all changed our mind. We're like, you know what? This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. We're going to do it. Heck yeah. So most of us did it. Maybe there was like three or four that didn't out of our 13-person group. So it was honestly just amazing. Probably one of the scariest yet exciting moments of our lives. I would have to speak for both of us, because you're literally falling at the speed of gravity, and just, it was just amazing. I can't even explain it. You kind of have to just do it or be there to understand, but literally, like, so these people who do this every day, it's their job, and they make sure you're 100% safe, and so they strap you in, get your feet all nice and tight, you have like a harness on, and They gave a couple of us GoPros. Some people brought them, so we were able to get it all on video. So it's just really cool because the rope they give you is based on your weight. So they had you write down your weight, and they made sure the rope you had was able to support your weight. And so you get off, you go to the very edge of this bridge. And there are two people, one on your left side, one on your right. And they go, 3, 2, 1, bungee! And then they kind of give you a little push, and you're supposed to, like, jump. And so it's just, it was phenomenal. Just falling and experiencing it all was just once in a lifetime chance. And on my video recording, I was swearing like a sailor because it was the craziest thing I've ever done. I was like, holy shit, I'm doing this. Like, it was so funny. And honestly, like, if you're head first going down, it doesn't tickle your stomach, but when you bounce back up is when your stomach drops. So, like, obviously if you jump and, like, fall down, your stomach drops because it's, like, going up to your chest.
It's like the G-force of that falling face first down.
Right. It was it's a
weird feeling.
Yeah, it was incredible. You guys have to experience it. It sounds super scary, and it was, but, like, do it because I don't know if this is ever going to happen again, honestly, because this is, one of the highest bridges in the world that you can bungee jump off of. So, you know, that was probably the once-in-a-lifetime chance, and I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm pretty sure Jesse was. I mean, he popped a blood vessel in his eye just for this. So it was a great time. I don't even know what else to say. Jesse, what do you have to say about it?
So I heard, because my cousin went on the trip before I did, so he talked about it, and I was like, oh, that's awesome, I want to go on this trip, and it came to it, and I was like, I'm going on this trip. Like I said in my last podcast, I explained how I got into the trip, but when it came to it, I was like, I'm going bungee jumping. So we went ziplining earlier in the day, which we'll talk about later. We went to a brewery right before we left, so I had a couple drinks in me just to help clear the nervousness and stuff, which it kind of did. So I had a couple drinks before I went off, and so there was a whole group of us. Usually our instructor, Dr. Hughes, said that usually the whole group will go bungee jumping or none of them will go bungee jumping. Mm-hmm. Our whole group went bungee jumping that day. So we all go.
Some people went twice.
Oh, yeah, some people went twice.
Because you could go the next day.
Yeah, I didn't go the next day. It was expensive. Yeah, but but anyways, when we went, it was like what we had to do to get this bridge. Like, so we went bungee jumping underneath this huge bridge between these two canyons. We're walking on this grate across underneath this bridge because we walked underneath the bridge to go bungee jumping because that's where the platform was. So we're walking, like we said, like it's like 700 feet off the air. Or higher. It's huge. We're walking across the canyon, across this grate, and you look down, and it's like far. And your mom's like, what am I getting into? So anyways, we walk across and get all situated, and they give us numbers by weights, because when you jump off, they have to adjust the bungees towards your weight. And I weigh about 145 pounds, so I was they marked my number, and I was one of the first ones to go. Like, I think I was literally, I was the first in our group to jump off, but I was like the third overall. So when I first.
Which is probably good because you were the only guy. So yeah. We were like, yeah, Jesse, okay, it's all you. Yeah. Go ahead. He was probably like, I got to do it. I can't back out. They're all like, girls here.
I'm just like, I got to impress these girls. I got to jump off this bridge. It'd be amazing. So yeah. I'm all happy. And
oh, and honestly, after that, I was like, dang, boys got balls.
So yeah, they hooked this harness to your feet, and they hooked the secondary harness to your body just in case. They've never ever had casualties on this bungee, but you know, you always got to have a backup just in case. And they retired bungees after about 100 jumps, which is good. So this company's legit, even in South Africa. So we get ready, and I can still remember it now. They like kind of push you out towards this edge of the bungee jump, and then they have a camera in front of you, and they explain what you got to do, and And then when it's time to come, they go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bungee! And if you don't jump, they push you off. But being me, I'm just like, I'm jumping off. And I did my little yee-yee screech when I jumped off. Cause
did you? I did.
But they were playing music, so I don't think anyone heard me. But
oh, yeah. Each person had, like, a designated song, and that was their bungee song. So it was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sweet. But I did, and then I have awesome pictures. I might put some on Discord if you guys are interested in.
One of her friends, she didn't want to do it, and she was like, no, no. She was backing up, and they were like, 3, 2, 1. And she's like, no. And they're like, bungee, and they pushed,
they
her.
Pushed her.
So she fell just, like, straight forward down. She didn't go head first.
Yeah,
she went
feet first.
Yeah, you're
supposed to go head first.
Yeah.
So the bungee is correct when you jump.
Right.
But
so hers was just, oh, that must have been horrible.
So
but
when
it was hilarious because they played a video of everyone going to the people who were in line waiting, so you could see everybody who was jumping, and we were just cracking up because she just, like, sprung,
bounced. Because when the bungee stretched and she was feet boing. First, so her body did a couple loops and stuff, like, because her body wasn't down there right. I just farted again. It's going to be bad.
Gosh dang it.
Claire's up.
Make sure she doesn't go potty.
But
yeah, that was bungee jumping. It was such an amazing experience. Now that I've done the biggest one in the world from a bridge, it's technically the second biggest bungee jump in the world, but from a bridge, it's the first, and the biggest bungee jump is in China from, like, a skyscraper or something. But now that I've done that, my next goal is to go skydiving. So that's what I want to do. Bree also wants to go skydiving. She's right there with me.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Oh. So, if we go to Arizona, that's the thing we could do.
I was actually thinking about that, like, a couple days ago. I was like, oh, I really want to go skydiving, and I'm pretty sure Jesse would want to because he went bungee jumping with me. So, to go skydiving would be great. And little Clara's in my arms right now. She woke up.
Claire just got all kinds of hair on your glass here.
Oh, that's fine.
I just picked
fine.
Them off.
It's okay.
Uh-oh, I got to fart again.
Oh, my gosh. Don't breathe. Ew!
That was pretty raunchy.
Sarah, listen,
they probably picked up on the mic.
Like yours did the other time?
Yeah.
Last time?
So, you want to talk about zip lining then? You know, we did that before bungee jumping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Better keep an eye on her.
I know. All right, she's right here. Don't move because you might roll over her feet. Yeah, so we went zip lining and... most of us went, maybe 10 or 11 of us out of the 13. I think 10 of us went. It was actually funny because Jesse was, like, one of the first ones to go, and I was one of the last ones to go. Actually, I was the last one to go.
And I've gone ziplining before, so I wasn't really hyped for this because I thought it was – I think it's boring usually.
Yeah,
cause
but it was kind of cheap, though. Like, in Africa, everything was cheap.
But this one was good because it was actually
– It was
high and fast. The ones I've gone on in Arizona – were slow and low to the ground, and they're boring. But this one's really good. So you can keep on going on.
All right. Well, so my uncle gave me a GoPro to use, which was really sweet to use for this. But once I saw Jesse swinging upside down, I was like, oh my gosh, I would so do that. But my GoPro might fall off my neck and fall in, like, on the ground, and I'll never get it back, and I'll never give it back to my uncle. So I had it, like, around my neck, kind of just tied like a necklace, so I had to just go straight up, just swing across, and which was cool, too, but, like, I would have totally done all these tricks and stuff, because they were like, do something cool every time you go across, and Jesse would just go upside down and be like, yay, yay!
Yeah, I did my yee-yees.
And we would all laugh, and it was just hilarious.
And but then, I'll talk about one once you're done.
All right. Yeah, but I was in the very end, because... In the beginning, when they were going over, like, the safety stuff, we had to pick a helmet. And, of course, my number was the last number, so we had to go in that order. So, yeah, I was, like, number 10 or something.
I was 3.
Yeah. Jesse was near the beginning, and I was near the end. So it would be cool if we were, like, closer. But, you know, it was really fun. They gave us kind of, like the history on the whole, like, I don't know, forest or jungle, and... They kind of explained what, like, each tree, you know, like, all the different facts.
You have to clear out.
Yeah. All right. So, Jesse's going to continue on the stuff.
Oh, I think she's going to go. She just sat down.
You keep going.
But take her out anyways.
But it was great. I'm going to go take the puppy out. Peace. I'll be back.
So when I'm a huge watcher of South Park and fan and stuff. So when I went ziplining for this trip, I just had that ziplining episode from South Park in back of my head. And it was like exactly what I thought I was going to be. So we start, they start us off and they go over all the training videos and stuff, like in South Park, same thing. And then you always have those people in the background just like, you have any questions? And they're like, yeah, I have questions. It happened. And then I was having tummy issues that day. I don't know why. So if you don't, have never watched the episode, Cartman in South Park drank a whole bunch of Mountain Dew, and he was having tummy issues and diarrhea and stuff. So that started that off. That was like me. I was like Cartman that day. And then watching the videos, and it was just so boring and blah blah blah. And they put you in this van to go up the hills and stuff, like in South Park episode. So that happened, and you always had the people in there, asking questions about everything. It was like exactly like the episode. It was hilarious. But like I said, the zip lines are pretty awesome actually compared to what I was used to. They were actually fun. We were legitimately like 200 feet in the air. But other than that, that was not like the South Park episode. These were actually pretty fun. But we had a good 20-minute drive up this giant hill to get up high in the trees, and you had to climb up high in the trees. And then they would, every zip line, they would explain something about the trees, which it was interesting. I'm not going to deny it. I like learning about stuff, so it wasn't that bad. But and then, they would go down and like, all right, the cameraman's going down, say something in front of the camera. And like in South Park episode, they would say something like, they would tell the people in South, tell the people in South Park to go shaka bra. So that was that. Just about every time I went down, I would do that in front of the cameraman. I would go like shaka bra, and I'd go ziplining. So it was funny. I was just trying to copy that, I'm from the country, so I'd also go yee, and because they were filming this and stuff, so that's what I did. And then I was trying to impress the girl, so I would hang upside down on the zip line going, and I'm not talking about the slow zip line. These zip lines were high and steep. You would go down these zip lines a good 50 miles an hour. So I'm going down upside down, 200 feet in the air, flying down the zip line, which is awesome. Upside down, and it was sweet. They actually had brakes installed on these zip lines because that's how fast you're going. So I'm not going to lie, I really enjoyed the zip lining and stuff. And so yeah, we did that before we went bungee jumping that day, and it was really fun. Brianna was last group, but yeah, had a lot of fun doing zip lining. But every time I went down the zip lining, I just remember that South Park episode. And another thing I was going to talk about, we also went cave exploring, and it was another thing that reminded me about South Africa. Sorry, South Park. If you haven't watched the Man Bear Pig episode in South Park where they go exploring a cave looking for Man Bear Pig with Al Gore, this reminded me of that episode. And I was just being hilarious this day because I was just trying to make a good time with my friends and stuff. So we're in these legitimate caves. Like, these caves are huge. Like, huge. There's stalagmites and stalactites and everything. And we had a tour guide. He was talking about everything, and I was just mimicking that South Park episode. I'm just like, my friends had no idea what I was doing, but I was pretending to be Al Gore. I was like, oh my god, guys, we gotta watch out for Man Bear Pig. And I was like, this is the type of area Man Bear Pig likes to hang out. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? I was like ignoring them. And then just randomly we were walking, I was like, Gwug, Gwug, pretending to call for Man Bear Pig like in the South Park episode. And then I was taking Snapchats, videos and stuff of me doing that. I was sending them to all my friends because it was awesome, just an awesome experience. And my brother is also a huge fan of South Park, so I was sending those Snapchat videos to him, and he was just cracking up when he listened to them. And I was, you know, I'd take pictures like, oh my god, I just heard a man bear pig call. And my group mates and my friends and my group were had no idea what I was doing. They thought I was crazy, but I explained it to them after I was all done with that. But yeah, that was hilarious. I'll bring you on to talk about some more about the cave exploration when she gets back.
So my experience when we went through the cave was, I thought it was pretty cool because I've never actually been in a legit cave, and it was just super dark, and I took a ton of pictures. That's basically what I did. It was kind of quiet too, like we were all kind of just whispering because it was kind of that like set moment. I know Jesse had fun because he related it to South Park and other stuff like that. But yeah, it was pretty cool. And the tour guide we were with, he said there was something with the cave. And like every time you went in it, you said, like, what was it, like a prayer or a pledge or something? What do you say?
I don't remember.
They
had a saying, they would say, like a,
it was like a saying.
I don't know. Cool.
So what was it?
They had a saying, and it was like, what's it called when you do stuff because of...
Like initiation?
No. I can't think of it. Like spirits.
Him.
No, like...
Yeah,
I can't think of the word!
I know, yeah.
I can't think of it. I'll come to me. Just keep going.
So he did that, and it was like a 2-minute long thing, and so we all were quiet during it. And I actually got it on video, because I was video recording while we were touring. And he just started doing this out of nowhere, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just got this on video. That's so cool. And he was speaking in another language, so, like, we all really had no idea what he was saying. But, like, it was awesome, and we got to hear it, and it was very spiritual. It was just super deep. I just had a great time, and everyone else... I know everyone else is taking pictures too, including Jesse. So it was awesome. It was a different experience. I definitely have a whole, like, I don't know, I probably have like 100 pictures just of the cave. So you would all probably guess I have a million other pictures of everything else we've done in Africa. But, yeah, it was a different experience. And, if you haven't ever toured a cave like that, that would be actually pretty cool, to be honest. So I liked it, so yeah.
Yep, definitely, and just seeing that different culture they have, it was, you know, really cool. And
right, and I think it was colder as well.
Oh, it was cold in the cave.
It was actually warm out that day. We were excited, yeah. But then we went in this cold cave. We were like, oh man,
there's absolutely no light in this cave, so no it stays cool.
They actually, yeah, they had to light it up with these really dim lights.
Yeah.
So
and they turn off all the lights, you know, to demonstrate what it was actually like back in the day.
Right.
Because the people would this cave actually they used. It was pretty cool. It was an interesting fact. They used this cave as a theater back then because the acoustics in the cave were awesome. So they would do theater in this cave because in this cave there's a huge section they could sit an audience in, and they would have a theater in it, and you know, it was pretty sweet. But yeah. It's just a random fact about that. So yeah, we can move on. You want to ready to move on?
Yeah, I'm
or,
ready.
Oh no, we gotta talk about shark diving.
Oh.
Yep. So start us off with shark diving, Bree.
All right. So our instructor told us that, yeah, it's going to be a great day. You know, you're going to want to dress for nice weather. It's going to be nice out. So we were all ready. We were like, you know, we had our bathing suits on, shorts, tank tops. We were ready for this, like, nice, sunny, hot day out on the water. It was literally probably one of the coldest days we had in South Africa. So we were all just freezing. It ended up being just like one of the coldest days. Kind of, was it rainy even?
Not really, but it was chilly, especially in the ocean.
It was chilly, and it was windy.
This is like near the Atlantic Ocean. Like, this is south, like south of South Africa, like the very southern part of South Africa.
Yeah.
So, and it was like, it's far, you know, this is like the distance away from, like, Texas is away from the equator. It's about that. And we were in South Africa during their winter.
Right, so it's colder.
So it was a little more chillier, so.
Yeah, like 60 to 70 degrees.
It's different, you know, to experience, because, you know, you think of, like, in America, we're north of the equator, so when we think of north, it's chillier, but in Africa, north is actually warmer,
yeah.
And south is actually colder. So we're at the very southern part of Africa, and it was chilly that day. This is one of the most abundant places that you can find great white sharks and stuff.
Right. If you've heard of, is it Seal Island?
I don't remember what it's called.
We were like between Seal Island and some other thing. It was called like some, I don't remember what it's called, but if you watch Shark Week and stuff, they actually mention it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's where we were. We watched this. So it was really neat because we went out there on a boat and it had like a lower deck and an upper deck. And our group decided to ride upper deck, which was freezing because we got every little splash of wave and every wind you could see or feel. And we head out there. And while we're out there, like getting close to where we want to be, there's this guy. He's mixing up the chum and he's dumping it in the ocean.
To draw the sharks in.
Yeah, he's he's drawing the sharks in because they can smell it and they're just like, ooh, something's this way. So they're creating like a barrier so the sharks can like draw towards it. And it was just the coolest thing because I had no idea we were even going to see anything. And all of a sudden, like, these people are, like, they have, what, those sunglasses that
polarized sunglasses, so you can see through the reflection of water, which I wore that day, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
I could see the sharks under the water.
It was really cool, especially being on the upper deck. You could see everything. They're like, oh, shark to the left. So we all, like, look that way, and they just come up out of the water. You can see their fin, and it's just like, oh, my gosh. This is, like, only what you see in movies. This is crazy. Like, a lot of people are just scared to death of this because they're like, oh, my God, you're going to die, because that's, like, all you see in movies is if you see a shark that's big, you're scared to death because most likely that's what they portray it as, that you're probably going to die, they're going to eat you. But it was totally safe. Like, they knew what they were doing. They were professionals, and they helped everyone, you know, gear up and get safe and stay protected.
I still remember this, and I can still feel the water.
It was freezing, you know, but wetsuits on, which helped dramatically.
You start off, and, you know, you do the training videos and all that, blah, 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 and they take you off in the boat, like Bree said. So we're out there, and you take turns. They put you in groups, and you put your wetsuits on and stuff. The water, this is their winter, and this is the ocean. The water was like 40 degrees, 30 degrees at the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you put these wetsuits on, and the wetsuits don't keep the water out, but they keep you insulated from the water. So once you get used to the water, then the wetsuits keep you warm. But So it was our turn to go, and
it was eight people in a row in a cage.
Yeah, they put you in a cage, and half the cage is in the water and half the cage is out of the water.
Right, so you go below, like, you can breathe above water, but when they say, oh, shark over there, you go down.
You take a deep breath, and you go down under the water.
So you're not underwater the whole time with, like, tanks and stuff. It's actually, like, you're above water, and then you push yourself down, keep your hands safe inside the railings.
Yeah, don't put your hands outside.
Right, they were specific about that. And these sharks got close.
Yeah, it was like an animation, because you're legitimately, these sharks were huge. These are great
whites.
They were
actually.
It was like an animation. You they would say, shark, shark, shark. You go underwater and you just see the sharks swimming, you know,
and
in front of you.
How they would get their attention is they'd throw big tuna heads out
just guts and whatnot.
Right. They would throw it out on a rope and these sharks would try and get it, but they would like make sure we could all see it. So they'd throw it like out in front of us and these sharks would just come up to us. But when they like yank the fish heads and chum out, they would like turn away. They wouldn't keep coming towards
and
us.
They
like,
also had seal decoys out there too.
Yeah. To mimic so seals and stuff. They like it was totally safe. They never came after any of us, never attacked us because they were interested in the chum. They were just like, this is what I want. I don't want no human. So it was awesome. And one group actually got to see the sharks attack the chum and just like, because the guy didn't pull it quick enough away, which like, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to pull it. So they turn around and like, then they'll come back eventually. But one guy, he totally, I don't know. He just might have not been just, he wasn't paying attention. It was good enough. But the shark just latched onto it and was shaking it. And like the people under the water got to see everything. And a lot of people took their GoPros. I know Jesse and I took ours.
Oh, yeah. I had my GoPro. Or it's not GoPro. It's an Ion Air Pro. It's kind of like an off brand, but it worked great.
But yeah, hey. I saw your video. It was awesome.
I was able to record underwater.
Right. A few of us did that. And, you know, it was awesome. It was just amazing. I remember being actually up on the upper deck when that happened, when the sharks were going crazy on this, like, tuna head they caught a hold of. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, this is like something you would just see on TV. I would never expect to see this in real life. And they were like half in the water, half out of the water. They're shaking. They were just splashing. So it would have been cool to be in the water at that moment. Right. I was like, whoa.
If you guys are interested, I can post some of these videos.
Oh yeah, for you. They were great. Like literally, what you would expect to see, anything that you're imagining is what we.
If you're interested, just let me know on Discord and I'll post them.
Yeah, just do it anyway. Why not?
Discord channel is in all the descriptions. So
right,
check it out.
Yeah,
communicate with us. But
it was kind of funny because the night before, like half of us drank.
Oh, yeah, we were hungover.
This was not the place you wanted to be being hungover. You would get totally seasick.
Half
this
the group
boat
was seasick.
Rocking side by side, like all over the place. It was
people
honestly,
were
if you
up.
Get seasick quick, do not come on this trip because we went on the ocean quite a few times and the boats we were on just were rocking.
Like, I'm used to being on the water, so I had no problem, but a lot of people were sick that day.
It was honestly hilarious, and I thought I would be sick, but I wasn't. I'm on the water a lot, too. My family just always takes the boat out. We've been on the ocean quite a few times, and I've been deep sea fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, so I'm a little used to the large waves and the crashing and just rocking all over the place. And I was luckily not drinking the night before.
I did, but I was so good.
I'm glad I didn't. I didn't really drink a lot when this trip was going on, to be honest. I didn't want to be hungover or anything to experience all this, but jiggling my butt. All right, Jesse keeps farting. But anyway, so some people threw up, long story short. But they expected it because a lot of people get seasick, and I'm sure they didn't.
They had bags on their
food. Yeah, they already had bags. They probably thought, like, these people were just seasick, but honestly, the people that threw up were really hungover. They're like, oh, my God, I can't take this anymore. Blech. So luckily, I'm glad I didn't throw up, but, we kind of felt bad for the people who did, but still, even they were probably like, this is still the best thing ever. I don't care if I threw up, but I just saw a shark and multiple sharks, and it was just the greatest thing. But literally, we crossed, I think it was called the Something Strait. The Seal Island was separated by something.
There's an island.
It was like the Shark seals. Shark Bay or something.
If you watch Shark Week on whatever channel it is,
this is
the same place that they record all the sharks.
These sharks love it right here because there's just an island of seals, basically, the name. I got a video, pictures. There are just a trillion seals, it seems like.
Yeah.
And these sharks are probably always swimming by it or in this strait.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, they know. This was amazing. And even, like, family members of mine, they're like, oh, my gosh, how did you do this? I'd be scared out of my mind. I would never do that. Were you safe? And I was like, oh, my gosh, it was honestly probably the safest thing ever. They knew what they were doing. These people took care of everybody. They were professionals.
People think of Africa and they think of unsafe and unhealthy. South Africa is really not bad.
Right.
At
I feel safer in South Africa than I do in Detroit.
Yeah.
So
they are really coming up to be, you know, they're really trying to be a first world country.
Yeah.
Like no other. So yeah, they, you know, they have a democratic government and everything now. They're doing great. They're, you know, they're being safe and stuff. I did not feel endangered at all when I was there.
Right. Ever. If anything, I just felt the safest. I was like, I'm taking chances. I'm doing this, and whatever happens, happens. But I honestly fully trust what's going on, and these people were great.
Yeah.
So
it was fine.
Honestly, 100% recommend shark diving and bungee jumping and cave sightseeing and
ziplining.
Like, just do
it. Was it. Great. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Just take every opportunity and experience life, because those are just like the top recommendations. Just do it. And we are probably going to.
I'd love to go again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Go again or skydive. That's the next thing.
Skydiving.
We're next. You might hear in a podcast that we just went skydiving. So stay tuned. Because we will definitely talk about it. It will be great. We'll post pictures and videos, whatever we have to do. But yeah, we just love adventure, and I hope you guys like it too. But yeah, that was the experience, and
we still have more to talk about South Africa in future
episodes. Yeah, there's so much more. We just wanted to touch on the highlights of our trip and the funny moments. But we will definitely talk about a little bit more each time, just to give you guys a little heads up, and you know, yeah. What else is there so far?
We can move on to our next topic, and we'll move back onto the gaming if you want to.
All right, go right ahead, Jesse boy.
Yeah, I'll probably be talking a lot here.
This is all Jesse, guys. Listen up.
But chime in if you have any questions.
All right, will do.
So first topic we're going to talk about is Fortnite. They just came out with their new update, 4.2. Basically, what this added was that a lot of changes to, you know, bug fixes and stuff, but they added a new weapon. It's another burst fire gun, and I actually got to use it today once. It's basically, it looks like a FAMAS, if you don't know what that is. It's a urban burst fire gun. But yeah, it's nothing much to it, but it's rare and legendary, I believe. I heard that.
I forgot the sound.
So yeah, I got to try that today. It was pretty sweet. And one thing I want to talk about is that they reduced the damage that traps do, and a lot of people were not happy about that. The traps would usually do about 125 damage, so if you had no shield, it would kill you instantly. If you had shield, it would do a lot of damage, but keep you alive still.
Terrible.
Oh my god.
I'm posting that on Discord.
Oh man, that's what I get.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's what they did. A lot of people were not happy about that. A lot of people were saying that if they're gonna nerf the trap damage to take it down to 100 damage rather than 75, because now it's not as useful as it was. So, I'm not very happy about it either. I think it was fine just the way it was, but not too much about Fortnite, really. The one thing I really want to talk about is that they announced Black Ops 4, and like I said, zombie mode is my favorite game of all time, so I'm going to talk about that. They revealed that zombies is not going to have one map like they usually do, not two maps like they sometimes do, but they're going to have three maps on launch. Three.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
I just farted again.
Wow. Does it sound like Crash Bandicoot? Wow.
Wow. Sound like that.
Wow. Okay.
But anyways, they're going to add three maps. And if you guys don't know, I'm just going to talk about it. I'm not going to get too deep. But like I knew they were going to do, they have a Mob of the Dead remastered map, and they're calling it Blood of the Dead. And it's going to have the Primus crew, which is the original crew from Black Ops 3 and stuff. So they're going to be playable, and then they have two new crews available to play with, and one map's going to be on the Titanic. I think it's called Voyage, which looks awesome. And then the other map is called 9, which is in Roman numerals. I don't know why it's called 9, but it takes place in the Roman Empire way back when, which looks pretty interesting. And they added this new thing called alchemy in the zombie storyline, which has never been talked about or even... I have no idea what they're going to do, but I think the alchemy is another way to explain more about the storyline of how the zombies come to be and whatnot. So I'm really excited to play that this October. And they also announced a Battle Royale mode for Call of Duty Black Ops 4, which is pretty sweet. I don't know what to think about it that much. I was going to talk about Battle Royale modes for other games, and I was actually going to talk about Call of Duty having a Battle Royale mode, which looks like they're doing. So curious to see what they're going to do and how well it's going to be. But they didn't show anything about campaign, so I really don't think there's going to be a campaign mode for Black Ops 4. So for zombies, though, really excited. I cannot wait to see what they're going to do. I'm really curious about this alchemy thing, and I hope the story is going to blow me out of the water like it usually does. So I thought I was going to talk more about this, but that's kind of quickie. And you have anything else you want to say, Bree? I might be wrapping up here soon.
I think you about covered it.
All right,
was your topic. It was so a good episode, it's all you, boy.
I really actually wanted to talk more about that stuff, but
Cole.
Cole's busy and
yeah, we'll get him back eventually.
So. Yeah, we'll talk more about when I find out more about zombies. I'll let you guys know, and follow me on Twitter if you really want to know. I'll be posting a lot of stuff about it. So we're gonna wrap up here. So you ready, Bree?
Sure am.
All right, I'm gonna clear my voice for my sexy voice. This is the JCB Scrubs Podcast, episode number 7. I'm your... No, this is episode 8, isn't it?
Yes.
This is 8. Oops, I don't know if I said 7 earlier or you said 7. No, I don't think we did. All right. Anyways, this is the JCB Scrubs Podcast, episode number 8. I'm your host, Jesse, a.k.a. Brightest Shadows. Follow my co-host, Brianna.
A.k.a. Brightest Stars. Ow, ow.
Yeah. This is the podcast where we talk about gaming, work, stories, trucks, and off-roading and other random stuff. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and Ready Public, and other services that feed off our RSS feed. If you like our podcast, please listen to us on Ready Public. We are part of the paid listeners program, and we will get financial support if you listen to us on that service. If you want to communicate with us, head over to Discord channel, and the link is in all the descriptions. You can also check us out on Twitter, and you can also get a hold of us there if you want to, but we prefer Discord. If you have any questions for us, go on our Discord channel and go to our Scrub Talk, because if you have any questions, we will answer your questions on there and say your name on our podcast, and we'll answer your question on our podcast. So please check us out there. So, please stay tuned and subscribe to all our services. This is amazing. I really appreciate you guys following us and listening to us. So stay awesome, stay safe, be awesome. I don't know what else to say. Brianna. Say some stuff.
Thanks for listening or watching, guys. We really appreciate it. You're our number one fans, and we love you.
Yep. Woo! So see ya. Peace out.
Have a great week. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Brightest Shadows production. This is the JCB... Can we start over?
Yeah.